Buzzjump Studio 1.5. Lots of cool features.
And just like that, Audio Mode 31. It went by so quick. Days of Audio Mo. Here I am, sitting in my folks' house, in my old bedroom, with the iPhone 4S. I was processing off, listening to the tunes of Friggy Foof at ONJ Music. Man, Andre Lou, you kept me going all big thanks to you keeping me going all month with so many cool songs, making it so easy for me picking out these great tunes. He's got a huge library at ONJ Music. Really, if you haven't done it, you gotta dig in. But I think you got my style, especially with the closer. I'm gonna save it for the end. So I guess this should be a day of reflection. 31 days. There's nothing better, nothing truer than eating the dog food. What do I mean by that? Well, you really learn the app. The ins, the outs. Doesn't matter if you're building it. You really learn the app. Learn about the experience. You learn the experience. That's the more important part. How could it be easier? What things still feel a little bit lacking? How could it get more interesting? How could you connect more? How could you connect people more? How do you remember things? How do you keep up with people? How many times can you blow people's names? I'm bad at that. Well, I do think that this is something that is going to continue in one form or another for us, for Boss Jock, for the sake of testing, for the sake of communicating, for sussing things out, keeping inspired, learning, and enjoying. I appreciate it so much, everybody out there. Anybody listening, anybody that's following, I'm going to take the day off tomorrow, at least. We're going to get a set day. We're going to get a regular routine. Not much about routines, but we're going to get a regular routine. Maybe a calendar even. What could we do? Bring in some people, have some guests, answer more questions. Audio feedback, more side-by-side comparisons of gear, pop filters. Talk about pop filters. Here's one. Let's talk about pop filters. Where do you get a pop filter? What if you're tight on cash? What do you do? Here's an Audio Mo tip. Day 31. I have never shied away from the DIY solution. Sometimes it's the best solution. Sometimes it's the quickest. Sometimes it's a little funky, but you know what? It gets the job done. Track Pull Out the Crazies by Friggy Foof. You know what? They sell these things. They're not totally ridiculous. You can get a little pop filter for $5. Slip it over your microphone. Slip it over the end. Cut it. Usually they make standardized sizes for standard microphones. You can cut it. You can slip it over the end of your iPhone, so you'd lose that pop 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 sound. Sorry, folks. It's rude. Should have warned. Or you can rig things up. You go in your closet. get a wire coat hanger. You pull that sucker out. Get permission. If it's somebody else's, you get permission first. Pay it forward, permission-wise. And you stretch that sucker out. Leave it connected. Don't unwind it. Just pull it out. Twist it together. You want to make like a circle. Make a circle, a loop at the end of that thing. So you take the once triangular coat hanger, stretch it out, twist it, get a nice little loop. And then you need to find some pantyhose. Go, you can pick some up at the Five and Dime, the local drugstore. But you know what? Sometimes it's easier to find the closest person you know with pantyhose. Just do it. It's the DIY way to do it. Get that pantyhose, wrap it around that loop. Pull a taut, tie a little knot so that the pantyhose pulls taut. It's got a thin, so two layers of the pantyhose are there stretched over that loop. And then you take the end of that wire. You got all this extra wire there. You wrap it around something. Find a candlestick or a lamp. You just stretch it out, and whatever microphone you use could be the iPhone too. Even the iPhone needs a pop filter. You can hear it. You can hear why. And you take the pantyhose and you hold it over the front of the microphone, and it works better than anything. Pay a lot of money. They have fancy pop filters. You know what? If you like the aesthetic, you want something that aesthetically works for you, you can get, Google it. Get loops from craft stores, something that looks a little bit more professional. I've done a lot of recording over the years. I never bought a real pop filter. I got a nice one now. It's a windscreen. It looks like a big foam thing. Looks like a Nerf ball. It wasn't expensive. It was $5. Works great on the Apogee microphone, works good on an SM57. I've got a really great SM57 that's broken right now. Works well. But all these years, it's usually come down to pantyhose. That's the thing you always forget, the pop filter. It goes so far because the pantyhose lets you get close. The pop filter lets you get close to the microphone, allows you to increase the low-end response. You get the proximity effect. They call it the voice of God sound. I'll try to get it here. Is it possible? Not quite. I don't quite have the pipes. But I think that's the takeaway is, sometimes simple things, little things go a long way. Pantyhose, a wire hanger, gets the job done. You probably take a Nerf ball, cut it in half, stick it on the end of your iPhone. May attenuate some of the highs, but you know what? The iPhone already has a little over-excited high frequencies responses. So you know what? A little reduction in high frequencies would probably be an improvement for this microphone. So who knows? Somebody got a Nerf ball in their bedroom. The kid's toy that, trade them. Like that stuff. Let's look at, I got the Twitter up here on the last day, see what's going on just for fun. I don't want to blow you, I'm going to blow another name, but I'll correct it next time. But Davey, is it Cogger, like Lager? At DuckTail, good handle. Using iOS 7, some interesting stuff going on there. Tracks doubling tracks. Strange stuff. In all honesty, I haven't made the jump to iOS 7 on any of my devices yet. We want to get one more update in the can. And that's full speed ahead to see what's going on with iOS 7. It's gonna be interesting. There's gonna be all sorts of little quirks, I'm sure. But Davey Kager, at DuckTale. Thanks for that sample. We will have to dig further. Albert Hafazi, having his last audio mode day. Albert, haven't gotten to listen yet. I hope there's some Elvis singing, Elvis-style singing. I want to hear more of that from you. Albert Hafazi, A-L-B-E-R-T-H-A-T-H-A-Z-I. Had a good time with you at the New Media Expo. And I like watching you use the app because you know what? You can do it headphoneless. I've seen you do it headphoneless. You just watch the timers. You know how the settings need to be. You got the hands-free thing going on. That's fun to see. I think there's something to be said about circumstances without headphones, things we can do to make the headphone-less experience better for the users. A common request from educators have been, you know, that it's difficult to demo the application when there's we're muting the sound. Is there something we could do better? Yeah, I think so. I like the way Spreaker does it. Spreaker does a good job with when it deals with headphone-less monitoring. Rooster Loop Drew Weber. I'm gonna keep this thing going, man. Thanks so much for being such a good sport about recording all those side-by-sides. Rocks on the street, right? Sounded pretty cool. All the recordings we've done, most of them have been using the M4A, which is the AAC H.264 audio encoding. I like to do it 112. I think it's an interesting mix in between 128 audio and 196, which is something. 96 is on the little on the lean side. 128's on the tough to email side. I like 112. I used to do MP3 at 112. I always thought it was an underrated codec bitrate. Underrated bitrate. 128 is a little large. I thought 112 did a nice job for voice and music, stereo music. But even more so now that AAC is being used. Ah, the old AAC versus MP3 versus AUG. Something we're going to have to get into. We got to talk about this. Formats. Honestly, I think that we need... And by we, I mean, I'm going to blanket statement here. Audio producers on the web. We need a richer format. One that is efficient. One that is hardware accelerated. And one that can pack payloads. Whether it's links, dynamic content. 2013. Man, the future seems like it's pretty much here. But I think we should be brainstorming about, you know, what could we do? What would the future audio format be? Not talking just about what the codec is. What are the features? Something to think about in the future. Woohoo, Crazy Dutchy. Woohoo, right back to you, buddy. Crazy Dutchy. Byron Lee was twittering today with some good requests about playlists. Obviously, we have a glaring omission in the application. Sure, you could load up, you know, on an iPad, you could load up 34 cards. But even then, it would be nice perhaps if there was a playlist function, something that let one track roll into another one, rather than having to tap and keep things going. Something smarter. And Byron Lee, at Byron, at BYRON27, had some good suggestions. Encapsulating a playlist within a cart, a smarter cart. So what about if a cart knew about time codes, like when it needed to go off, that sort of thing? There is a lot of possibilities. We're getting one brick at a time here, but certainly seems like there's quite a lot of options and places to go from here. But great suggestions, Byron. I saw you say, is it too late to start an audio mo for the month of August? It's in your heart, right? You can do it whenever you want to. Probably should talk to and give a great and thankful shout out to at Audio Mo and the man Ernie Ermander at ErnMander Ermander. I believe he is the sole potent inspiration creator. Executor of the Audio Mo movement. This year in July. I like July. It was my birthday month. That makes it fun. I say keep July or whatever. But thank you so much at Audio Mo. Thanks for doing this. You really got something fun. We enjoyed it so thoroughly. And it was exciting. It was exciting for us. And can't thank you enough. At Audio Mo is who you should follow. And the man behind the curtain, at Ernmander. It's late here. I'm going to sneak out of here. One last shout out. Couple last shout outs. One, thank you guys all that contributing over the month. Leaving a lot of people off the table. If I could roll credits, I would. In fact, I will. But maybe it would be cooler if we just keep this conversation going. Thanks so much if you wrote in, said hi, sent us an audio boo. It was awesome. It was so exciting and dynamic, keeping us on our toes, thinking of great stuff, inspiring us to make the app better and keep thinking about how we can get to that cool future, the even brighter one that's coming soon. Finally, going out with Andre Louis, recommended this tune. You got my pulse. You got my pulse. At ONJ Music, Freaky Foof, let's let it ride out the door with the old school game loop. Happy Audio Mo, everybody. We did it. 31 days. Doesn't feel like the end. Feels like just the beginning. On behalf of me, Mansueto, Dave Mansueto, my partner Ed Villawatt, at Ed Philo, EDFILO. Best wishes to everybody. See you next Audio Mo, or see you tomorrow.
Studio 1.5.